from KQED.
Let's turn now to the state ballot measures focused on California's justice system. Voters overwhelmingly approved Proposition 35, which toughens the laws on human trafficking. They were less moved by Prop 34, a bid to abolish the death penalty. Only five states have abolished capital punishment in the past quarter century, and it looks likely to stay that way. Michael Montgomery picks up the story of Proposition 36.
Voters were more supportive of Proposition 36, which changes the state's three strikes law so it focuses on serious or violent crimes. Michael Romano, a Stanford law professor who helped write the initiative, says the measure will save taxpayers millions, but that wasn't the only reason voters approved it.
Folks really do want justice and fairness, and they realize that people who are serving life sentences for stealing a pair of socks or possession of a tiny amount of drugs was unjust.
Santa Clara County District Attorney Jeff Rosen also supported the initiative, alongside top prosecutors from San Francisco and Los Angeles. Rosen says that while prosecutors will continue to use the three strikes law to lock up violent felons, hundreds of current inmates convicted of low-level nonviolent offenses could see early release through the measure.
The three strikers that will be getting out sooner are those that have already served very long terms in prison, some as long as 16 or 17 years in prison.
But Mike Reynolds, author of the original three-strike statute, says the measure will dilute the law's effectiveness.
It's going to dumb down California crime laws to be able to stop repeat offenders, and worst yet, it's going to destroy the deterrent value of the three-strikes law.
Supporters say the measure will put California in line with 27 other states that apply three-strikes laws only for violent crimes. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.